So I want to ask you about those latter two, but first of all, how do you decide right now between regorafenib and nivolumab as second-line therapy after sorafenib?
Yes, that's an excellent question. Part of it is my assessment of will this patient be able to get two different drugs? I think the idea that, and I've seen this, we have seen patients cured with nivolumab. It's remarkable. You have very sick patients, they're symptomatic, and they have rapid responses with nivolumab. In many ways, I feel patients should have an opportunity for that benefit. It might not be scientific. We don't have high-grade, high-level evidence, phase three data, but we know it happens. You can't argue that. And, it depends when I see my patient, if they're going to be a candidate for only one second-line treatment, I might give them the option of nivolumab in that setting, with the understanding that the other drugs have been shown to improve survival, but the hope is that you have a dramatic response to nivo. Versus the patient who's been on sorafenib and has slowly progressive disease, that's a patient I would probably try regorafenib first, and then at progression, give him a chance at nivolumab.
Globally, when a patient asks you, what do you estimate to be the chance of prolonged response and benefit with checkpoint inhibition, nivolumab?
In second line, I say about 15% of patients have a very significant response. Now, what does that mean for the other 85%? We know with the TKIs, stable disease improves survival. We don't know that for sure in the context of HCC with the checkpoint inhibitors because there's been no randomized data.